Rabbi Sayat Menfangen. Today is the 7th of May.
Yay.
The 22nd of Iyar, the 37th day of the Omer. And we continue, and it's great to welcome people from near and far, and wide and back. And we continue in the Sefer Olam Hamidos. We're on page Samach Zayin. As we've seen, the beginning of this Sefer gives us a lot of the sources in Torah for the centrality of Midos, and within each Midah it gives us a lot of Torah sources. The coming section gets very practical. It really talks about practical guidance, how we should do things. Please do bear in mind, it seems pretty apparent and it's logical that the Sefer was written really for Yeshiva Bachrim. So some of the scenarios you can apply to different circumstances, different stations in life. But I think they are important to think through at a very practical level. So here we are on the bottom page, Samach Zayin, L'Shabech HaKochos V'Amailos Shel Acherim. So we are, this is the section called Olam HaKavod, and it's about honor. We initially spoke about how a person has to learn to develop honor from within and not be dependent on honor from the outside, and that it's really a false pursuit. If I need other people's approval and esteem, then I'm running after something that's not real because it doesn't make me any greater. I'm not any greater because externally people praise me. What a person really should be working on is the internal, the real pnimius, the kavod that's true kavod. At the same time, he did talk about that a person does need some level of esteem from others to get there. Few people are born being able to go it alone. We need other people to feel that we're important. Not that I don't need a standing ovation, but we need basic dignity and respect from others. In fact, as he quoted, thank you so much, from the Altar of Slobodka, that if a person had no respect from anybody in life, he would die. That we couldn't live like that. Cool. And thanks so much. And especially for youth, I think they need we need others to make us recognize the value we have within. Ultimately, we're supposed to graduate from the need for that, but there's some level of basic cover that we always need. And hence, he said, that's why Chazal put it as one who runs from cover, cover runs after him. Unlike every other midah, I wouldn't say, you know, one who runs from hedonism, hedonism runs after him. One who runs from jealousy, jealousy runs after him, that wouldn't be a good thing. So why did our sages phrase it as one who runs from kavod, kavod runs after him? Apparently there's some measure of kavod or some type of kavod which is actually good for you. As long as you're running from kavod, there is a kavod that you need and that will pursue you. So that's an important dichotomy to bear in mind. But now we've moved on really to just talking about kavod we should give others. If we recognize that we all need for ourselves basic respect and dignity, and even support. Others need that too. So let's take a look. Bottom page, Samach Zayin. Neshabech HaKokos V'Amailos Shel Acherim. To praise the, I'd say, talents and advantages or special qualities of others. What's necessary for our friends and our colleagues' success is that we praise their milos. There's no greater chesed than that. Somebody has a very nice voice. How is he supposed to know that? On his own, he can't know this because everybody thinks he has a nice voice. It's only by the recognition of others. We're very biased either one way or other in assessing ourselves. Sometimes we're, you know, overly confident. Sometimes we're overly self-doubting. And like, it's very hard to know when you work on something, you present something, was it good or not? We turn to others. The whole idea of a chaver tov is somebody, you know, tell me how that came across. I don't know. I thought it was good, but maybe I'm conceited. Maybe I'm hypercritical. I don't know. How did it come across? Yeah.
Say you are asked to be an honoree, and you do not want that honor. Can you refuse?
Yeah, I mean, this is a very specific area, and it could have details that relate to the particular endeavor. I'm biased because I ask people to be honored.
Right. Okay. All right.
So the answer is no, and please make sure everybody knows that. No, I mean, that's also an example where
if you're trying to raise money for an organization, you're the vehicle that will bring people in to contribute to that organization.
Yeah, it's a very funny thing because there is an element of respect, but the selling point we use to the person who's demurring is, but you're doing it for the organization, you're doing it for the institution, which is true.
Right,
it's not about you. Of course, there's some aspect of covered there. He basically gave us a rule of thumb that when there's something that needs to be done and this is the only way to do it, don't worry about the fact that COVID comes along with it. If there's something that can be done without me, and why should I put myself in the spotlight or be extolled and then so on, so then one might opt out. It really depends on the circumstance. But bear in mind, it's not easy. We're all trying to, you know, push good things forward, and usually it's more about the initiative than the person, but some of both.
Yeah. I was saying the idea of like external affirmation, like I'm sure no one here is aware of it, but I happen to know that like on Facebook, if which I'm sure you none of you are aware of, that people will like something, and that is the whole phenomenon of how it works. The question is, you know, like what's being liked, and do you have the discernment to know, you know, or differentiate the because people, and then Facebook itself had to even, you know, fine tune it because liking wasn't the same as, you know, that there were so many other variables, but that positive affirmation is what people both seek, and it's also a measure of how to determine who's liking what and why. But you need that next level,
right? But it's almost become pathological in our time.
Yes.
I mean, there's plenty of literature about this already. That young people are addicted to the approval of others. I posted something.
Right, and I didn't get that.
Who's looked at it, who's commented on it, and the negative of this is causing more damage. Part of the reason why people can't sleep at night is because...
Bewitched.
If people become aware, I'm about to fall asleep at night, I'm a teenager, and now I just realize that there's something going on that I missed, and you know...
Yeah, God forbid I should miss it.
Right.
Something called FOMO.
Fear of missing out. Or I was excluded from something.
FOMO, yeah, I looked that up last night.
I have Facebook, of course.
You have kids.
I looked that up last night.
First year one of the classes taught us about FOMO.
Yeah,
that's right.
All right, good. It's good to understand the contemporary issues, but much of that, so much of that is people need to be affirmed, and that's a weakness, and that's something that we want to cultivate. So let's continue here. Ela rakay da kar sacherim. It's only by the recognition of others. Verak beglal kain who mishtamish bekoach ze ma'or hatzibrum tefilosav. And if he doesn't know if he's doing a good job or not, it's only because you give him that positive feedback. Oh, people appreciate this. Oh, I'm doing well. That drives the person to perform. It's very much the feedback you get when you do
positive
something.
Positive reinforcement.
So much of what we do is dependent on positive reinforcement. And this doesn't mean a person who needs standing ovations and accolades. It could just mean, am I doing something worthwhile? Sometimes you do something and you see it's helping people. They give you the feedback that's helpful. That's not, haughty cover. That's just the basic cover that's useful, that's so important. And remember that no person can give himself that kind of cover. So that we do need to give to others. Mesuper, it is told, Shapamachas Abba ben Chamishim v'amalivna. I don't know the context of the story or why he cites it, but a father who was 50 years old said to his son, B'ni, Omer malai b'malkam havodah shehinini oved shehinini chacham. They say in the workplace where I work that I'm smart. I'm nachonim hadvarim. Is it true? Ad kedei kach igiyu hadvarim. The matter goes so far. Sha'adav ben chamishim adayin lo hikar chachmasa. He's 50 years old. He can't tell. I don't know. Am I smart or not? Am I good at this? Mikan anu roim ad kama adam nitzrach sha'achirim yakiru bo kedei lahakir atzma. From here we see how much a person needs others to recognize himself. He doesn't. We can't really judge ourselves.
But isn't it supposed to be the opposite, that you're supposed to like feel good about yourself without everybody else? Like the whole goal is that
So he's giving us the two sides of the coin, as I was saying. On the one hand, we're not supposed to need the approval of others, but as you see from the fact that Chazal formulated, as anybody runs from kavod, kavod runs after him, there is a measure of kavod, of recognition, that we do need. I think once a person's been living for a while, they can sense whether they're doing well or not. But in a lot of things, at least when we start out, our new endeavors, new relationships, we don't really know. How is this coming across? Is this helpful to people? Is this not? Am I spinning my wheels? Or is this, you know, actually doing something? And I think it happens a lot. Person really, I don't know, I thought that was good, but the recipient, I don't know, I didn't get any feedback. And then you really don't know, you really don't know.
Yeah. But can't you tell by people's reactions? I mean, you don't have to have people saying to you, you know, oh, you don't need that. People react to you.
Somebody said to me last night that I'd be a great poker player. Somebody came over to me at dinner last night and said I'd be a great poker player. I was impressed. I didn't think so. But he said he can never just have the same face.
Right.
So I don't know. Sometimes, yeah, sometimes no. I think
that's
sometimes.
They called Janet Steinberg. That was your. I looked at you perfectly straight.
Right, exactly. So sometimes yes, sometimes no. And you know, sometimes it's just politeness, but we don't know. You know, if people give, he actually talks about this later, like sort of generic compliments. So you don't know, was that just politeness or was it actually sincere? You know,
so when does the Seilach HaRav come into this? Shouldn't we be seeking approval from our Rav and our direction right. from our Rav as opposed to, like, you know...
Well, this is actually Kenei L'Chachaver. This is actually Kenei L'Chachaver. Seilach HaRav is for guidance on things. Kenei L'Chachaver is, as Rabbeinu Yonah says and others, that even a person who's at the same... station of me in life and is maybe of the same level of wisdom or knowledge, but because it's not me, that person doesn't have the clouded thinking that I have about myself. Another person can critique me better than I can critique myself, even if we're equally, so to speak, qualified. So this is really more Kenei L'Chachaver. He's talking about things that Chaverim can do. Yeah, I think if it's something nuanced where you want to know, is this the right thing to do, that's already a Shaila. Right. But if you want to know how well something is going, you know, you don't have to ask the rabbi, did I sing nicely? How is that Kel Adam? That could be, you know, maybe someone else has a better ear than the rabbi on that one. It reminds me, there's a story recorded, the Torah Tamima writes this story, that I have told it here. The Nod Behuda, the great Rav Cheskel Lando, is the Godel Hador, is the Posek Hador in the earlier half of the 19th century. So they had a minig in Prague where he was that the Rav did Ne'ilah. He was the Chazan for Ne'ilah, and apparently he didn't sing so well. He had a very characteristic kind of way of singing. It was very imitable. You could. So on Sukkot time, people used to come around collecting. There were collectors who'd come around, and you had to have some kind of gig to get, you know, people's attention. So one of them was very good at imitating people. So he used to go around imitating the Nod Behuda's Machal Kel Chayim. Machal Kel Chayim. You know, it must have sounded funny. And he would come in the door, and he would, so imagine he's going around, and people actually found it entertaining, and they gave money. But some people started raising the issue.
Yeah, was it nice?
This is not maybe this is not so respectful. Yeah, maybe it's not so funny. It's not Purim today, you know. So one of the people raised the issue with this collector, and he said, "You know what? I'll get a letter from the Nod Behuda." So he went to the Nod Behuda Chutzpah to go to the Nod Behuda. He said, "Look, I collect money, and I have this routine. You want to hear it?" So the Nod Behuda just wrote the following. He wrote, Yechal kel chayim shalo, b'machal kel chayim shali. Yeches kelan. It means his life should be supported with my machal kel chayim. Yechal kel chayim shalo, b'machal kel chayim shali. But, very sharp. Meaning he didn't mind. But, anyway, it is sometimes hard for us to know just how we're doing. It's not a question, again, of standing ovations and an extreme need for kavod, but person needs to know that the things we're working on are meaningful, are doing something, and that's a basic code that everybody needs. On page Samaches, first full paragraph, Ukamuvan Shashavach Shemashavach Meladam Yibamidas Emes. It should be self understood that the praise that we give others should be with the measure of truth being invoked, meaning it should be truthful. Hisbonin Mahim Be'emes Hamilas Vakochus Shachavirenu. To contemplate what really are the milos and talents of our friends. Yeshem Meshabchim B'Sheker B'Fiyim. Some people praise, and it's not true. Ein ze chesed amiti. That is not a chesed. The mashal, for example, Adam she'ein lo kol na'im ha'over lefnati. A person is a bad voice, and he's chazen. Ha'im ze chesed l'shabcho achakak v'lam ala she'yesh lo kol yafim ma'od v'nishma k'mo chazen. Is that a chesed to tell me he has a great voice and he sounds like a professional? Memon apshach means whichever way you look at it. Im yamin l'cha, if he'll believe you. Yirtzel is ba'al kol pa'am, the one to daven all the time. V'ulu l'yos chazen b'veis ha'knesses, v'za olu l'azika izi. If he thinks, if you make him think he's more qualified than he is, he might pursue doing more of this, and eventually that's going to, he's going to be come to a brutal awareness of the truth. He'll be denigrated in the eyes of others who see how he lives with his delusions. And worse, so first of all, other people will look down on him that he has a false perception of himself. And in the end, eventually he'll come to recognize the truth. So what favor did I do him by giving him a delusion? But as people call machshavta hadimyoni shibanalatzma, and then all of his deluded thoughts that he built for himself, or that were built for him, will fall away. But v'meino ma'amin l'cha, and if he doesn't believe you, ma'pa'alta. So what did you accomplish? So if I praise somebody falsely, if he does believe me, it's going to harm him, the way others perceive him, that eventually he'll realize himself. And if he doesn't believe me, what did I accomplish?
Wait, so yesterday Malki and I were talking about this, about building up our kids and saying to them, like, the best way to do it is just to say to them, like, that you believe in your child. Now, the child could be, like, left-footed and whatever. And there was a story of a kid who didn't have, who just, like, was a horrible learner. But the mother kept saying to him, you know, you're an amazing learner. You could do blah, blah, blah. And then the kid ends up topping his class, even though he couldn't even read.
Because that's general. I think that's about general potential. I wouldn't tell somebody who just, you know, took a test and got it all wrong, so yeah, you spelled that correctly. N-O-E, no. You know, that's, that I wouldn't do. But I think it is true to tell people that they have tremendous capability. I think that praise has to be general. And there, the MS is that people are much more capable than they think. We all have shortcomings, maybe even exceptionality, whatever it might be, but if harnessed correctly and if we have the drive, I mean, all of Musar, all of Slobodka Musar is about that people's ability is much, much greater than they think. Those who say they can and those who say they can't are both correct.
Exactly.
And I mean, that's very true. I mean, he wrote about this earlier, that the most successful people are people who believe in themselves, not people who are the most talented in that area. Mm. People believe they could do it. But that doesn't mean if I'm self-assessing a particular activity, you know, or if it's something quantified. I think something like singing, within this range, I could be this great or this great, but I'm not going to be Yossele Rosenblatt. I'm just not. And you don't have to tell me that I will, because it won't help. But a person can train within the ability that I have, you know, within my range, if you give me confidence, I'll be up here. If you give me low confidence, I'll be down here. But
or you won't do it at all.
I won't
You'll
do it at all.
Right.
Right. But I think what you're talking about is general. Yeah. What you're talking about general. But you know, don't tell somebody a false thing, a patently false thing, where it's like an empirical, quantifiable, you know, assessment or something like that.
Also, what you just pointed out is that is MS. That is the truth.
Right.
That you can, you know, go to this level if that's
right.
So it's not that we're speaking falsely.
Right. So that's actually the truth. That is the truth. Right. You have to, sometimes it's hard work to get a person to see that. It's hard for us to get to see that about ourselves. But that is the truth. Adam b'yikar v'lo yavin. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Man is glorious and he doesn't understand it. Nimshal kavhevas nidmu. He thinks he's like a beast. He thinks he's an animal. He doesn't realize his greatness. Mm-hmm. So that's certainly true when you speak in the general capability. So he says, but he's speaking very specifically about a specific thing. So he says, give me yashakach and say, I enjoy hearing you. Oh, ahavti hanigunim shabirat. I like the tunes you selected. But don't guide your friend in a false path. This is relevant to everything he's giving. Singing is an example. It's relevant to many things. Here's to Andrew's point. And we don't have to say sheker to honor someone. It's not necessary. So not only is it wrong, it's unnecessary. Every person has many miles. Tzrichim anarak lahakirosam. We just need to recognize them. Kol echad yesh lo harbei kochos. Everybody's different areas of strength. Tzrichim anarak lumtosam. We have to find them. Umishim shabeach ba'ofen sheker zev simen sheb emes eno makiros ha'chashiva shel chavero. What an insight. If I have to take something that's false, it means I couldn't see in this person the true Milos. Dafka, the thing that he actually, in that quantifiable area, he doesn't excel, and I had to praise him about that. It means I didn't see that there were things there that this person is great. Every person is a Talmid Elokim and has greatness and capability. So it's bad in that sense too. B'tzarech l'schazek v'midizu. We have to strengthen ourselves in this. O tzarech l'dash shemeshabeach b'divrei sheker yigrim la'atma la'abedis koch shel divrei emes. That's the other problem. This is just pragmatic, not even mussar. But if you praise people falsely, then they're not going to trust you even when you say something true.
It's true.
Before there was a little boy who cried wolf, there was a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says, Kach ancho shel badoi, so is the punishment of a badoi, based dalet aleph yud, means somebody who's bode, who makes things up, just creates things that aren't there. Shafilu omer emes, saying shomer lo, that even when he says the truth, they don't listen to him. If I'm always saying things that are untrue, then even when I want to actually say something true, nobody takes me seriously. So the person won't know. So to lose credibility is a terrible thing. So that's another reason not to give false compliments. And you, if you speak very accurately, you can give a small compliment, and it's very valuable. But if we're always, you say like Yossel Rosenblatt, and the person can tell it's not true, then my compliments don't mean much. But if your words are very measured, one of my rebbeim was once telling a story. He was at a Sheva Brachas where Reb Leib Malin spoke. Reb Leib Malin was the Rosh Shiva of Beis HaTalmud. It was a very intense and fiery personality, very not liberal with his praise, and he spoke at a shevroch. He gave a whole long shtickle Torah, and at the end he said, "The chassan, what can I say about the chassan? The day when he doesn't learn Torah, his face is ashen. Like his face, he has a sullen look when he doesn't learn Torah." He said, "But coming from Leif Malin, that was a big, big praise. Sort of get out. Oh, you're this, you're that, you're the other. But it depends who says it. Yeah. So." Next section, so the first section was praising their milos, meaning capabilities. Now it's praising actual actions, things they did. It's incumbent upon us to praise the good actions of our friends. When we recognize their good actions, they will recognize their significance. And by that, they'll strengthen themselves to continue and to do more good deeds. Right? If we feel appreciated, if I felt like it made a difference, I'll do it again. I'll do more. Here, too, we have to praise in a way that is true and straight and not with just general exaggerations. A guzma is an exaggeration. L'mashal. Again, he's giving the yeshiva relevant examples, but these are examples that we can apply them to other things. If he sees that his friend is learning Torah consistently and he praises him, Ata Masmid Gadol, you're a big Masmid. The word Masmid comes from the word Tamid, which means constant. It's a noun made out of the word Tamid. So you're a constant kind of person. Your person is constant learning Torah. Vadi Argish Tov, he'll feel good. But if he knows he's not a masmid, just today he happened to have found his way to the Beis Medrash for a few minutes, Then tell him, it's great you came and you're learning this way today. You don't have to make him think, that you're saying he's always like this, because he knows it's not true. Many times when we exaggerate in the praise of our friends, so it becomes the chazal of a concept of testimony that some of it is null, so the whole thing is null. Well, you said that about me, that's not true, so I don't know if any of it's true. But Furthermore, Shabbachol Pam Shishabeach Asol Yeda Chaveira Madurim Kipshuta No Hashem Gizmaz Ba'amma. So, first of all, in the future, when you praise him, you won't know if it's true or if it's exaggerations. Hashvachos Hameulos Hem Hashvachos Shinirim Amitiim Etzlo. Good praises are those that appear true, that are verifiably true to the listener, to the recipient of the compliment. Vilachen, therefore, B'mashal Hanal, Adif Lomani, aforementioned example, would be better to say, Choshuv Ba'einai Zesh Atalomi B'kviyus. It's very significant to me that you're learning with consistency, and because of this, I'm getting chizuk from it. It's driving me to learn more. You're having a positive effect on me. The way you're learning today is making me feel actuated to learn myself. As I told you, he gets very into the nitty-gritty, but it's not a bad thing to learn very practical Mussar guidance. So by doing this, you're showing a feeling. I'm not just praising what someone did. I'm showing a feeling that that person creates, not just an approbation, but a feeling that creates in somebody. V'chein shemati b'zeh etzel l'shabeach b'ofen prati. I said he heard, and this is a well-known thing, to praise with specificity. L'mashal, l'mchavercha darash b'rabim. If your friend gave a drasha, listen up carefully, okay? If you know somebody who gave a drasha, and Marlo, I'm just kidding.
I got it.
Say to him, befrat advartar shemarta yefimod. Actually, somebody does this to me every week. Very nice. Always comes in. The thing you said about it, like this and like this, I liked it very much. So it's nice to say, it was a nice drush, but if you say, I really like that mushel, that joke, that, you know, that insight here, and apply that to anything else, anything where you give a specific compliment, obviously it's more meaningful. And how even better it would be if you praise in a way that he can't deny the praise. So-and-so told me that you're very important in his eyes, if that's true. I got a text a little while ago from one of our rabbis. He spoke somewhere, he was dynamite. So I told him, so-and-so wrote to me, you're dynamite. Can't deny it. It's SMS. V'lochein harvei pa'avim ha'shevach hachi gadol nesal yidei eizem maisa ha'machabdo. And therefore, many times, the greatest praise is by some action that gives him kavod. Lo rak yidei dibur ba'alma. It's not just speech, but something that someone did that's, you know, quantifiable. V'chol zehu rak pesach ha'inyan v'chol echad yasek kechachma. So this is just an entree to the subject, and every person can use his chachma and apply and apply these concepts to numerous situations in life. Should praise your friend every good thing that's within him. If he did or fixed something, he bought something new, to praise him and support him, even to praise his haircut. You look good in Mohawk. It's not. We all need haracha, means value, that people value us, and hakara is recognition. It's part of kvod chaveru. V'cheinim adam halach min kamo kamayam, if a person went away for a while. Ma'od choshev kishachoz alishaloso ma'nesa itcha kol b'seder. What's doing with you? Everything okay? How things in Florida? Before he returns, you'll make call. Shareim af echad l'shol b'shlomo yagur shematzia shelo ina ma'alu marad klav. What comes that? You know, if I don't matter, nobody noticed I wasn't here. That doesn't feel good. Od kedai l'ha'ir. It is also worthwhile to point out shemitzvah gedola shabeach bonav shel adam. It's a great mitzvah to praise a person's children. Kama nachas v'chizuk yesh lo adam kishishemeya ma'alosav shel bonav. When he hears the milus of his children, v'chein lehepich, and similarly the opposite, shekashem ma'od l'adam l'shmo chesron oseim. It's very hard to hear their criticism, their chesronos. V'lechein tzarch li'os adin ma'od. Therefore you have to be very delicate, v'ragish, and sensitive, kishemisaper l'chaveira odos anhagas banov, when you tell somebody about his children's conduct. V'kama godel ha'chesed tamen v'midas ha'karas ha'tov. Another thing, how great is the chesed that is licked. Vizakman af English, which is it means Taman means hidden within the midah hakar sator. Acknowledging good is a great chesed. Hech margish adam kishetareach avor acherim. How does a person feel when he or she bothers for others? V'heim ena makirim lo tova al zeh. And ena makir tov. Chazal have numerous mishalim in Medrash about Klal Yisrael's unawareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's constant hashgacha. Right, the mashal, the father's carrying the child doesn't even realize the father's carrying, so he has to throw him down so he realizes who he thinks has been carrying you this time. Chazal say about Adam Harishon, Mehaya Kafui Tova. What was Adam Harishon? Kafui Tova, which means the opposite of a person who's Makir Tov. Why? Ha'isha Shirnasati Madi. The woman you gave me, he complains about Chava. I mean, there was the ultimate shidduch crisis at that point. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu got him the only. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went on Frumster and got him the only the only woman around. And he says, the woman she made me do it. So, I'm Adam Arishon. I shouldn't be flippant speaking about Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon, it's your kapov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, created by God, so much so that our Chachamim tell us that when the Malachim saw Adam Arishon, they were confused. They thought he was godly. They were going to sing Shira to him. It says in Parshas Vayeschanan, from the day that a man was created, from one end of the earth to the other, that's how large, doesn't mean physically, but how great Adam Arishon was. So, I don't mean to compare the Marishan to humanity today, but at some level he was described as Kafui Tova, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him something good and he criticized it. V'hameivin lo rak yira hasof davar el kol ha'amal v'hachana ha'kodemes. A person is understanding, and it takes years of training in this. Children don't appreciate what their parents do for them. Children don't appreciate what goes into something. But an understanding person doesn't just see the final product, sees all the steps that went into that. The mashal, for example, again we're using a shiva examples here. Habal kore or shul, habal kore, person who's laning. Ikra avodasa ina kriya besakneses ela chana kodemes. The main avod is not the actual laning in shul; it's the preparation. See, kriya sator is a perfect example. You could lane matos mase, beautifully, flawlessly with every shvana and shvana. But if he makes one mistake, when is the only time people speak up? S. The only thing they call that, nobody, when he does a nice munach zarka, munach segol, nobody gives a little applause. He navigated that one really nicely. It's only, that's just the way it is. But how about appreciating all the hachana that went into it? Tamid tzarcha adam lezbonin b'chol ha'yigiyah shachavir. A person always has to contemplate, think about all the hard work. L'shabchum b'glalim, to praise people for that. Usually the only person who appreciates them, all the work that went into it, is the person who did it himself or herself. The rest of us take it for granted, right? V'aklal, the rule is, k'mosha kosov y'haftal re'acha kamocha. Love your friend like yourself. Ala adam lachshav im ha'yadavar zeh choshev etzli. If this were important to me, eshtad ala sosel chaver, I should do it for my friend. V'olam pasuach lefaneinu. The world is open in front of us. V'chol hamar v'lshabeach acherim harezim mishubach. Anybody who does more praising of others, that is praiseworthy. Mitzvah l'chabed kol adam. It's a mitzvah to praise all people. Gedolim uktanu zekenev yeladam. Old, adults, children, older people, young children. Af mi shegadol memcha v'gam rabcha mitzvah l'chazek. Even somebody who's greater than you. And your Rebbe, it's a mitzvah to be machazek. This is an interesting thing. Sometimes Talmidim have such reverence for a Rebbe or a Shashiva that they only speak that they feel like they can only say things that are absolutely critical. And they only ask the things that they really need to know. But then they say, he's a person too. And he also doesn't know how well did that shear come off. To actually say, I really appreciate that. It gave me a lot of chizuk. That shmooze. I think Talmud would never do that because they're afraid it would be offensive or it's not their place. But if it's done correctly and respectfully, it can be very helpful.
If you love your friend as you love yourself, you have to have an awareness of yourself. If you don't have an awareness of yourself, it's not really easy to communicate with somebody else.
Right. Yeah,
sure.
Right. The first step is to contemplate, how do I feel about these things? And only then can we, right, if a person's not self-aware, it's hard to use oneself as the mushel for others. Mm. Yeah. I just mentioned to somebody the other day that judging people favorably, Reb Dessler says in the last volume of Mechta Beliyahu, is an outgrowth of Yahavta L'Recha Kamoch. Why? Because when I do something wrong, I immediately the justifications are coming, right? You don't understand how tired I was, and this in my mind, I don't know, you know, it wasn't really my fault. As soon as I do something wrong, I have all the justifications. So if I love the other person like myself, my mind should be racing to those same ideas for somebody else too. But we have to first analyze and think how we are for ourselves. Am I defensive? So I should be defensive for someone else, right? That's a very good point. Yeah. If Rabbi teaches Talmidim and they never tell them that they grow from his Torah and his Musar, how can he know if he's successful? I mean, so there are certain things he can tell, but he doesn't know if it's appreciated or not. Certainly it has to be done correctly with Derech Eretz, which is probably a good point to emphasize. In today's day and age, where any sense of hierarchy or parents, children, Rebbe and Talmud, it's all been lost and everybody's a pal. So, yo, Rav, awesome speech.
Right.
not the way to go. So it has to be done correctly. But, V'chein Darshan, similarly, Darshan, afimu yadu al Rav, even he's known to, he's famous. Gamut Tzarech Chizuk, a person can be a very famous speaker. When he goes and speaks in your community, he doesn't know that you appreciate that talk or not. Sheini Yodea Hapam Droshazu Haisatov, he doesn't know this time, did it go well? He can't really tell. It can be approximated. We can guess that there probably isn't a person who wouldn't get chizuk from the fact that we're mechavet him. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter spoke of the Midas Hashtavus, which is such total equilibrium and comfort with oneself, that he said whether people shame me publicly or give me a standing ovation, it feels the same. But that's a person who's a master of Musar, who worked on himself his whole life and was a Gaon in Midas. But most people were very influenced by what people say about us and to us. Agam Shah Anu Anashim Shutim. Even though we're simple people, we can do this. V'yaseir Mizu, bottom page Ayin. Mutal in Al-Chabed Nachri Shevashuk. It doesn't have to be a Jew. It could be a Gentile out in the street. Yisiv Maseches Brachos. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky used to say, we should be Mechabed, a non-Jew. We should be Mechabed, a Jew, the way the Torah expects us to be Mechabed, a non-Jew. Meaning that we're conducting ourselves at much too low a level. We don't even treat our brethren the way the Torah wants us to treat humanity. And for a Yid, you should reserve a special kavod, but we don't treat people with enough respect. The Gemara in Baruch says, and here are the sources, Amr Lavar Rabbi Yochanan Mitzakai Shalahikdima Adam Shalom Me'olam Avifilu Nachri Shebashuk. Rabbi Yochanan Mitzakai, the great Rabbi Yochanan Mitzakai, there was never ever anybody who beat him to the punch in exchanging a shalom, Jew or Gentile. Amr Chazal, our Chachamim say, Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem, dear is man, because he's created in the image of Hashem, Upir Shetaveres Yisrael Shazakai Afilu Alakum. The first Yisrael says it, but it seems pretty obvious in the Mishnah. Later in the Mishnah it says, Klal Yisrael is very dear because they're called Hashem's children. So if the first part of the Mishnah is talking about man, and then later it talks about Klal Yisrael, it stands to reason the first part of the Mishnah is talking about all of man, all of humanity. Therefore one has to conduct himself with Gentiles as well, with Derech Eretz and Kavod, ul'hakir lahem tova, and to be makir tov, al kol ma shehem osim avureinu, for all that they do for us. Ve'ein zeh rak midin kiddush Hashem v'chilul Hashem, el midin kavod ha'odom shenivra b'tzela. Some people think that everything that we do with the Gentile world is all just about making a kiddush Hashem. We should do this, and there are many things where we talk about kiddush Hashem. But what he's saying is, it's not just that. It's not only because of the perception from the outside. It's be'etzem. It's precise. It's a human being. The Torah places the highest kavod on a human being. Ma'ase yodav shal kadosh baruch hu. V'yesh melamdim es b'neim levazos hagoyim ve'ein zeh chinuch hagon. There are people who teach their children to denigrate non-Jews, and this is not good chinuch. L'adrichim l'hashpil azulas. To teach them to lower others. What you're supposed to do is teach the greatness of humanity and teach about how special a Yid is. That's the way to do it. But everything is skewed. They don't really understand the covet of anything, so the only way to make a hierarchy is to push everybody down. Mm-hmm. And that's
the proof text for Chaviv Adam Shenivra Avitzelim is Noach, after Noach. The blood, it's about humanity.
Right.
They should bold that, because that's a real problem, I think, in where the people look down on other people is really not good.
Yeah, it doesn't mm-hmm. yield
they
any...
They look down on anyone who's different?
Different. Even their Jews
different.
Who don't like Izzy Hagba.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
many times right. are Jews.
Right. I think
you're not like me, so they're
right,
they're
there's
good.
Something wrong with that
kind of stuff.
Two words are in order. What you do find is Chazal talk about mocking Avodah Zarah, where I think people who are not sophisticated lose the distinction is there are actions that are denigrated, but what people tend to do is they denigrate people. Chazal talk about mocking Avodah Zarah, teaching a person to stay away from sin, don't engage in behavior like that, but then, to be mashpil, humanity doesn't lead to any good midas. Generally, getting together and mocking anything doesn't really lead to any good midah. It really doesn't. And you have to also understand historically, there were times and places where Jews lived where this was just a non-issue. When the question was, when's the next pogrom coming? They didn't really talk about being mechabed. The locals. It was at but the problem is if somebody's fighting yesterday's battle, if you're not in that circumstance and you don't know how to change gears, that can lead to very, very negative chinuch. And Gedolei Yisrael knew the greatness of humanity and exuded it and taught it. Let's continue. Yachas Shebein Av Levino, relationship between father and son, let's say parent and child. Again, he gets quite detailed, and a lot of the Sefer is the Torah behind it. This is like hands-on. So we'll see how this goes. Mechuyev Manon B'Kavod Kol Adam. We're obligated in the honor of all people, Bein Chaveirim, Bein Zarim, whether they're people we're close with, whether they're strangers. Kulam Bnei Yisrael Heim Mitzvah L'Chavdam. Right now he's talking about within Kla Yisrael, they're all Bnei Yisrael, it's a mitzvah to honor them. If a guest comes to town, it's a mitzvah to receive him with a warm countenance. But as soon as a guest is in gullus, he's vulnerable, he doesn't have his things, this is your home, this is your territory. There's a big chesed opportunity there. That's kavod. He made this point before. Showing friendship is kavod. Right, just like when we greet, it's considered respectful to greet somebody with a smile. Somebody could ask, those are two different things. Happiness and honor are two different things, but it's not really true. If I'm happy to see you, then your presence is honorable. If I'm not happy to see you, so it's a dishonor. It's the same thing here. Amnam poshut shekfiya keshe shebein adam lachaveir, akach mutal achrayah shal nesin es kavod. It's obvious that per the degree that there's a connection between the two, so will the responsibility for giving kavod extend. If there's somebody, I walk past on the street, so there's a few second encounter, and I should do that properly. But the rest of my day is not about giving kavod to that person. Sharei chaveiro tolo yosef bechodo. But your friend, somebody you have acquaintance with, relies on you more. We have ongoing interaction. So v'kan b'tzoneinu l'hisrakez al gimel yachasim. So here we want to focus on three relationships, shetzluyim al inyan kavod, which are very much related. Dependent on, rather, the concept of kavod. Here they are. Yachas shebein av livno, parent to child. Yachas shebein rav l'talmido, we'll say teacher to student. V'yachas shebein ish l'ishto, and husband to wife. So just a disclaimer here. He's writing this to men so that they're going to get it over the head. But it can be applied to any relationship. Doesn't only have to be married. His main point is that close relationships rely on us more. The people who are in our immediate, whether it's family, whether it's close friends, those are the people who hear from us regularly, and if those interactions are with respect and with support, that's helpful. If they're denigrating or if they're just devoid of kavod is a very big lost opportunity, or even just like a nutrition failure to support can actually be extremely harmful. Isn't that true? Years ago, there was an infant formula that left something out, right? That became so failure to give necessary nutrition can be deadly. So failure to give proper support, let's say in a parent-child relationship, I think we all recognize that, or husband-wife relationship, that can be a very serious thing.
But it's important that he differentiates the different kinds of relationships, teaching, for a student to look, not everybody's the same, every relationship is different,
right.
And...
Well, that's why he divides it into three.
That's an important distinction.
Yeah. Yeah, they work differently. I'm just trying to think what would happen if you confused us. That'd be interesting.
Just like the old stories of people who had to go out on their own or raised by animals or whatever. They have a whole different set of mitos than somebody who was raised by parents, hateful parents.
Yeah. I mean, the field of psychology has uncovered some of the ages where different things are needed, age where you need to, parents makes bitachon reinforced, the Chavos Ababas goes to that a person's initial bitachon is in his mother, takes care of him, then he's able to, from that, to raise it up, ultimately to other providers, and then to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But, in the field of psychology, talk about if a person, God forbid, at that critical young age, was denied a sense of security, it's hard to then develop bitachon.
Yeah,
the person is always insecure, which can affect even the relationship with God. It's all curable, but it's it makes it more challenging. There's a lack of love, a lack of respect, so there's a void. There's something that needs to be... all of it, like everything can be rectified, but we try to
can
do things right.
Can it be rectified? Like real abuse?
Depends. I mean, depends to what degree we're talking. Yeah. Some things are harder than others, but certainly people need basic dignity, they need basic respect, and he's talking about it. Telling us how to build that from the ground up. This will just be one paragraph. We'll have to end soon. But Yachas Sheben Av Levano, Kulona Yodim Achiyu Shal Kavod Miben La'av. Everybody knows the obligation of kavod from child to parent. V'chein La'aim to son to a child to the father, child to the mother. K'mo Shekosu B'Torah Ba'aseres Adibros, Kabeis Avicha V'Simecha. It's in the Ten Commandments. Aval Harbe Einam but many don't realize that it's also upon parents to honor their children. So I wouldn't teach this to the kids, because we live in an age that thinks that that's what it says in the Ten Commandments. But nevertheless, it's very important. It's not, God forbid to say it's the same concept. There is a hierarchy. He has to listen to his voice, and it's not the other way. That was Yom Tov Erlich has that Yiddish song that's based on the Medrash about a Kodesh Baruch Hu going around to the different nations, apropos to Kabbalah Zatar, which is upon us soon. And each nation turns it down, so he had like kind of an updated version. Nein, Mehaltas Alain, Sionah, do the Yiddish, Mir Haben And, or something. But anyway, we have a different ideology. He goes to each nation. So it comes to America and says, what's written, what does it say in the Torah? And he says, have kavod for parents. And they say, oh, no, we do that once a year on Mother's Day and Father's Day.
not all year.
Yeah, we're not living with that. So it's not supposed to be that way, but his point here, it's almost that things that are so obvious and necessary. The Torah doesn't give commandments. The Torah doesn't command you to eat. According to some Rishonim, the Torah doesn't command you to daven. According to Ramban, in most instances, it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven. Why didn't the Torah put daven? Because it should be a basic need. It should be so fundamental. So that a parent builds up a child is supposed to be so fundamental. It's not necessarily so diverse. Children have to turn around and have hakaras hatov and have to take care of their parents. That is a mitzvah. But Shavat... he has to give significance to his children. Do you view them as important? It's obvious that if it's upon a father to support his children with their physical needs, to make their bodies healthy, how much more so that he has to make their spirits healthy? L'chazkam el'odadam, to give them strength and encouragement. K'mo she'ivanam edire chazal, tov ha'malbin shinayim l'chavero yosur mimashkeu cholov. He cited earlier this teaching of Chazal based on a pasuk in Vayechi, l'ven shinayim yecholov, which in context just means teeth that have been whitened by milk, but it can also be read as white teeth more than milk. Whiting the teeth is better than milk. Milk is the metaphor for basic physical sustenance, right, from birth. You know, what's a greater sustaining act, a greater nurturing act than even giving somebody the most basic food or drink is giving them a smile. Leven shinayim mechaz, so Chazal said, as only Chazal can, that giving a smile is greater than giving milk. Because the latter will, there you go, Monty has it. I'll quote Dennis, who says, a smile is a curved line that can set a lot of things straight.
That's great.
But the truth is, it's true. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, I'll just end with this, that Ruach ish yichalkel machalehu, beruach necheya miyisena. The spirit of man will sustain his illness, but a crippled spirit, what will sustain it? In other words, if a person physically has, you know, challenges, but the spirit is strong, I can make it. But if you cripple the spirit,
it's probably what refuat hanefesh beruachat guf.
That's right. So giving a smile can make the spirit strong, and that is even greater than making the body strong. May we be zocha to give proper kavod in all the places that it's needed, to recognize the kavod of ourselves, and to continue in our avodas Hashem.
Amen. 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 Amen.